Tom, an interesting e-portfolio when you open it up. Obviously, you see your graphic of your logo straight away, which is a good idea. And then you've got the sitemap, which opens up into the different pages, which gives an alternative way of navigating. When you go in your planning section, you've got in red the requirements, which is a good idea. The text isn't fantastic style of text, so maybe you could consider changing that. But you do have all of the necessary plans, ranging from the first version right up to the sixth version of the plan. First version identifies the main and subtasks, however it doesn't have any of the plan start dates and finish dates. It realistically should have those, but your sixth version obviously does have those planned dates and checkpoints and contingencies, and obviously the important bit of that is the comments, what went well, what didn't go so well on each section, so that allow you to progress into the middle or top mark band. On the design log section, obviously you've got your assets table, you've listed where you've received any of the imagery and comment whether or not it was free to use, and also you've got your design log document itself and your proposal document. The design log is populated with enough evidence that you can see your feedback and so on and so forth for each of your products. It could be tidied up a little bit. Some of the images don't quite fit in the columns, so maybe look at improving the layout of it. And towards the end of it, it gets a bit confusing as to what I'm actually supposed to be looking at or commenting on. Your logo page sets out your initial ideas. Because it is a graphics unit, make sure that you've got all of the graphics on there. All I can see on that page is what looks like your finished logo. You don't have any of the interim parts to it. And the quality of your finished logo hasn't been maximized. It's a little bit blurry on the logo itself, so you might want to look at improving that. When you go on the shopfront, you've got the various different versions of your shop front, the measurements and so on and so forth. I've just clicked on the shop design final measurements edited.jpg, and unfortunately it hasn't been linked up correctly, it hasn't loaded, neither has the one beside it, so make sure that everything you've done, you've tested to make sure that it's there. You've included your hand-drawn designs, make sure you get specific feedback on each part of that. You've got on your packaging page some feedback and so on, but you don't have the final designs.